This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The mother of the suspected Club Q shooter was arrested and charged after the attack that left five people killed and dozens injured. CPR's justice reporter Lucretia Wembley has more.
Police charged 45-year-old Laura Vopel with a misdemeanor count of resisting arrest and a petty charge of disorderly conduct at an apartment complex several hours after the Club Q shooting. Vopel is the mother of the suspect, Anderson Lee Aldridge, who hours before her arrest allegedly opened fire in the LGBTQ+ nightclub in Colorado Springs. Police say she was making unreasonable noise near a private residence. According to court documents, Vopel used violence and physical force against officers during her arrest. She is due in court on January 25th. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
The owners and managers of Colorado's largest buildings have until December 1st to give the state details on their energy use. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, it's a first step in trying to reduce their climate impact.
Keith Hay is a senior policy director for the Colorado Energy Office. He says the reporting requirement only applies to large buildings over 50,000 square feet. About 2 weeks until the deadline, only about 35% of those buildings appeared on track to meet it.
And I would encourage anyone listening, get in touch with the Colorado Energy Office. We have a lot of resources to help building owners make sure that they are reporting by the deadline.
The data collection is a first step in a new effort to require buildings to be more energy efficient and burn less fossil fuel. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Masks will again be required at the Great Sand Dunes National Park. Officials are citing high COVID levels in Alamosa County as the reason for the mask order. It applies to people in all buildings at the national park, regardless of vaccination status. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.